Hallelujah. Miracle worker, God. Oh, God, yes, God. You are my light in the darkness, God. My God, that is who you are. And you're so much more in our lives, God. We give you glory this morning, Father. We give you glory this morning, God. Hallelujah. Let the masses hear. Let the masses hear that we give you glory this morning. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. My God, that is, God, who you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, give him a praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're going to the first book of Corinthians this morning. First Corinthians, the book of First Corinthians. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to the 11th chapter. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Waymaker. Miracle worker. You are here mending broken hearts, healing hurting hearts. God, you are here transforming, God, lives into what you need lives to be, God. Not into what we desire the lives to be, but you are here transforming us, God, into what you need from us, God. Mercy, God. Grace, God. Everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. First Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. Amen. King James Version. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you do show the Lord's death till he what? Comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But the word says in that 28th verse, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 24th through the 28th verses, the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Doctor, look at my bag and hand me my cloth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Excuse me, God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Doing it because our friend is taking communion. Our big sister is taking communion, or our brother did it. Perhaps we're taking communion so that others in the church won't look at us strange because we are not doing it. Perhaps we're following the instructions and motto of Nike, which says, just do it. Communion, the reason. The reason, communion. How many things do we do just because someone else did it? How many things do we do just because it's a tradition or it's a habit? Amen? How many of us come to worship because it's a tradition or a habit? Amen? The reason, communion. Amen? And the word of God again says in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, that 24th verse, I'm going to break this word down for you if you give me just a moment. And when he had given thanks. Look at the word thanks. When he had given thanks, he had given appreciation. He had acknowledged what was before him. He had shown gratitude. When he had given thanks, it says that he broke it. King James says he break it. He broke it. That means he stopped. To break, or something to be broken can mean that it's destroyed. Amen. When something is broken, it can mean that it's failed. When something is broken or broke, and when we are broke, we like to say we are penniless, amen? When we are broke, we are destitute or overdrawn. But he break it, amen, thank you, God, with no cost, thank you, God. So he broke it. It what? He broke the bread. This bread that he broke doesn't run out, amen? Communion, the reason. And when he broke it and said, take, get a hold of it. Hold on to it. When you take something, it belongs what? To you. When you take something, it's now what? Yours. Get a claim on it, amen? So when you take, he says to take it. Then he says to eat it, to consume it, amen? To dine on it. On what? My body. This is my body. This is my organization, amen? Come on, we're going to break this thing down. We're going to teach this morning. This is my organization, amen? This is what I have built. Take, eat, amen, of my body. This is my organization. A body is an organization, amen? It's what is built up. Thank you, God. Take, eat. There's a quantity here, amen? All that I have given for you. You who? Speaking to you. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. Amen? He's speaking to you. To who? Addressing you. Oh, my God. All that I have, I give for you. It says, take, eat my body, my organization, all that I have, my quantity. It also says that the body can be a corpse. Even when I lay down and die for you, the quantity does not run out. Now, we know with a corpse, things begin to, amen, degenerate, amen. Things begin to fall apart, amen. Things begin to become or go back to what they came from, amen. From dust we came, from dust we return, amen. A corpse, amen. No life in a corpse, but he said there is life because I come that you might have what? Life and have it what? More abundantly. Take, eat of my body, amen. My body, which is broken for you. My body that was beat down for you, for your sins, for the stuff you messed up on, amen. Not the things I did, but my body. Thank you, God. Which is broken for you. This thing. Do in remembrance of me. This what? This communion. The Catholics call it the Eucharist. Amen. I did some reading and came across an article concerning the former President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary Clinton, and they had visited South Africa. And they mistakenly took communion, amen? But it was a mistake for them, but it was okay, amen? That because they were of the Catholic faith, and the way that the South Africans were serving communion, you see, we have broken down so much into these denominations, and we have set up, this is our rites and our rituals, and the Baptists over here, these are our rites, in our rituals, and we're going to do it this way, and we're going to do it that way, amen? But we have gotten so caught up in how to do it, we are forgetting the reason. Are you with me now? Catholicism has a routine where, and it's changed over the years, they used to have to fast for 12 hours before taking communion. And now, unless it's changed, they have to fast an hour before taking communion. Well, when we begin to research our own background and we think about things, we start to associate different things that we did through our lives, not understanding the what? Reason, communion. I can remember folks saying that if you partied on Saturday night, you bet not take communion on Sunday. So maybe that was that period that you weren't what? Fasting. If you did something wrong that week, you better not take communion. Come on. Come on, somebody tell me if I'm wrong. Everybody might not have heard this, but I know I heard it. Somebody heard this thing where if you partied on Saturday night, you better not take communion. If you slipped and cussed on Sunday morning, you better not take communion. Amen. Stop telling stories. We couldn't say lie. It's Sunday. The reason, communion. Jesus, have mercy. So this thing, this do in remembrance of me, this thing that Christ says we must do in remembrance of him, understand that this thing is that communion. It is that act of remembering his body and his blood. When it talks about doing it in remembrance, 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 it's a tribute to him. It's an act of honoring his body and blood. It's a celebration of his body and blood. It's a recollection of his death, amen? It's a reminiscence of what I went through for you, amen? God is not mocked, amen? God has set everything in place at the time he needed it to be set, and he has left those things and those instructions for us to follow. Communion, the reason. That's why we take communion, in remembrance of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the death that he died on the cross. This was his, oh my God, this was, these were his last words to us as a people, amen? This is what I need you to do. Hold fast, amen? Make sure that my legacy does not die. How many people we hold here, Martin Luther King, who else? Name somebody. Oh my God, Malcolm X. They left a word for the people to hold fast to when they leave this world. Amen? This is what Christ left for us to hold fast to. Amen? This thing, communion, do what? In remembrance of me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And it goes on to say, after the same manner, the same way he took the bread. That's all that means. After the same manner, the same way I took the bread, I'm taking the cup. He took it, and when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament. New means, if you're thinking about fashion, the latest. Amen? New means something that you didn't have what? Before. Come on, God. It may be somebody else's. I passed a yard sale on yesterday, and I was on the phone with my mom, and I said, boy, those folks got a lot of junk out there. And then I said, Lord, that's those people's stuff. And then I said to mom, I said, but one man's junk is another man's trunk. I didn't say treasure. Mama said treasure. I said one man's junk is another man's trunk, because they're going to go get those people's stuff and take it home and pack it in their closet. Amen? Amen. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. One man's junk is another man's trunk, treasure, whatever, what you're done with, I can show, take, and do something new with. Somebody might have got something out of that yard sale and took it home, and it looks totally different in their house or their environment than it looked in the environment that it came from. This new thing I'm going to do with you. He says, I'm going to take. Thank you, Lord. Take, he says, the same manner with the cup. This is the New Testament. This is the new covenant. This is the new agreement. I'm giving you some different words this morning, some synonyms, so you really understand. This is the new contract I'm making. See, God was already in covenant with the people, amen? But he says, this is the new covenant. God had a covenant with Abraham, amen? And his descendants. But Christ came and said, this is the new covenant. This is the new agreement that I'm going to make. And we're going to sign it in my blood. Do this, and as often as you drink it, he said, drink it in remembrance of me. This is symbolic for us But there are denominations, religions, when they partake of communion, they feel that it is the actual body and blood of Christ that has been transformed, amen? That's called taking it serious. The reason, communion. Thank you, Lord. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show, you demonstrate. When you do this thing, you demonstrate, you present, you display, you illustrate. But guess what? You also confirm the Lord's death till he come. That means that you are making sure that you understand that he died, but he is what? Coming again. You're confirming that Christ died, but he ascended back to the Father. Amen? You're confirming that Christ hung his head on that cross and he gave up the Spirit, but he also ascended back to the Father. You're confirming that when he, oh my God, dropped his head on that cross, when he died, what you're confirming when you take the communion is that he got up from that grave. You're confirming that when those sisters arrived and that, oh my God, stone was rolled away from that tomb, you're confirming that you don't believe that somebody stole his body. You're confirming that you believe that he got up. Oh my God, you're confirming, oh my God, that even when doubting Thomas put his, oh God, hand in his hand and felt the holes in his hand from the nails, you're confirming that this is God, this is real. What you're confirming when you take communion is that for God I live and for God I die. What you're confirming when you take of his holy communion is that God, I repent of my sin. God, I walk away from that life that I lived in the past. What you're confirming when you take of communion, Jesus, is that you believe and understand that as the word said, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood and blood of the Lord. If you do it without repentance, if you do it without understanding, if you do it and you take it lightly, if you do it because mama did it that way, because grandma did it that way, and you don't understand your personal relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you drink unworthily. If you do it and you know you walking and living in the midst of sin and shame, and you are not repenting to God and asking him to save you from your stuff and from yourself, if you do it that way, you do it unworthily. And you're guilty, just as guilty as those that put the nails in his hand. You're just as guilty as those that put the nails in his feet. But let a man examine himself, it says. Examine yourself. Look at who you are. God already knows who you are. We all, God, examine me. God already sees us. He knows exactly what we are. He knows exactly what we're made of. He knows our heart. You can fool me, but you can't fool God. He knows the very thoughts of your mind. He knows the words you're going to speak before they speak into the atmosphere. He knows, oh God, the deeds that you're going to do before they're done, whether they're good or they're not so good. He says, examine yourself. Examine yourself, he says. Run that thing down the line. God, what did I do over here? What did you ask yourself? What did I do over here that I shouldn't have done? What did I say about her that I shouldn't have said? Come on, God. Examine yourselves. I avoided that sister because I didn't even want to speak to her. Come on, God. Examine your heart. It said, let a man examine himself. Look in this thing right here, because out of the heart, you see, the mouth speaks. Whatever's going on in here, it comes out of here. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. See, but let a man examine himself. And there's my favorite punctuation mark, the comma. Because in that comma, you see, there's a pause there. There's some time to give you some time to think about that thing. Amen. There's some things happening in that calm, in that space right there while you hesitate. Amen. For a moment, a calm is like a yield sign. A yield sign doesn't bring you to a total stop. What a yield sign does is cause you to slow down and pause for a minute. Look around and see what the end's going to be. Look around and see what thus saith the Lord. Look around and see what God is trying to tell you. Look around and see what God is showing you. Amen. Let a man examine who? Himself during that pause. And when you have examined yourself, you see, then you ought to make it right with God. It don't say examine yourself and go wallow in your sin. You ought to make it right with God. You ought to want to be right and what? Righteous. Because it goes on to say, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So if it went on to tell you after you examine yourself to eat of that bread and drink of that cup, if it went on to tell you that, then guess what? That means, oh my God, that you're now worthy. Because God would not set you up. He already told you. If you do it unworthily, you eating and drinking damnation to your own soul. Thank you, God. So when you examine yourself, get right with God. Thank you, God. Let me just share this. When he was laying down his life for us, for our sin, our sake, our shame, our mess, the words that Christ gave us here are written as it was then and still is now, as his dying words to his followers. He knew that he was leaving soon. He knew what was going to take place. He knew it wasn't going to feel good. Most of us would have took off running. Amen. We wouldn't have even stood for it. Thank you, God. Communion, the reason. Do you really understand why we partake of communion? I can't look in your soul. I can't search your mind. I can't say what you've done or haven't done. But God knows. So he says, examine yourself before you even attempt to take a part in it. Examine yourself. Amen. Examine yourself. Communion, the reason. The reason, communion. We give him glory, honor, and praise. Father, we thank you now for this word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh Father, to continue to touch and keep your people. Cover them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them everlasting to everlasting faith, oh Father, that they, oh God, will hold steadfast to your unchanging hand. We pray these things and we bless you in Jesus' name. People of God, say amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give him a praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.